GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show, welcoming the stars of the main event. The main event is Maine Public's broadcast every Sunday night at 6 o'clock on the PDQ Door telephone line. George, who is the current state senator, the Democrat of Belfast?
I believe that must be Aaron Herbig, who is with us. Good morning, Senator.
Oh, good morning.
And good morning to the former state senator that calls Augusta home, the Republican Roger Cates. Good morning, Roger.
Gentlemen, good morning, and good morning, Aaron. It's beautiful here in 10-degree Augusta, Maine.
Yeah, we can.
Beautiful, 10 degrees.
We can warm that up a little bit.
As I posted on Facebook, many are cold, but few are frozen. All right. It's Matthew 24:11 for those that don't know. In a recent interview, Governor Janet Mills was asked, how do you spend an extra $1 billion? And what are the question is, what are we getting for it in our state? Noting that the budget just most recently approved by the legislature is $1 billion more than the last LePage budget. And we're wondering if either of you could add some insight, maybe answer some questions. For what are we getting our extra money? Roger, wondering what your thoughts are.
Well, yeah, it is up, and it's up percentage-wise, Rick. It's up about 11% over the previous budget, and you know the question is, where is the money going? And you know, some of it is going actually back to towns and cities through increases in revenue sharing, back to directly to homeowners through an increase in the homestead allowance. So some of it can be viewed as property tax relief at the local level. But there's also a lot of new positions there in state government. There is the funding of Medicaid expansion, which is finally in place. That's a big ticket item. Some other spending that Republicans are not terribly happy with, such as taxpayer funded abortion, and just an increase in the footprint of state government. And we can get into it in a minute, but I know Republicans have concern about the sustainability of that spending, since a fair amount of it was funded with one-time money that is not necessarily going to keep coming in.
Aaron, it was a bipartisan budget, even though there were some Republican reservations. The budget is $7.9 billion total budget. Where did the money go? Everybody always asks that question. Where is the money being spent? Well, a lot of it went to K-12 education, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I think the first thing is, first of all, it wasn't $1 billion more. It was $600 million. So I think we should get that back straight. I think also you're right. You know, it is a bipartisan budget. This budget has, you know, over, 1,150-something lines, and only 8 of them didn't have bipartisan support. You know, only 8 items. So I think that's important to remember. As you said, there was more money going to our public schools, which is something that, and property taxpayers end up spending, you know, end up spending money. Property taxes went up substantially under the LePage administration. As Roger mentioned, a lot of money went back to cities and towns, again, for property tax relief. I think that what we saw under the LePage administration was a lot of shifting responsibilities. When we don't pay for things at the state level, things like public schools and to our municipalities, taxpayers end up paying that responsibility. So I think there was some good stuff in this budget. I think also, you know, there were other things, like we ended up paying for the Riverview Hospital, which was something that we, you know, wasn't paid for under the LePage administration. That was a debt that needed to be paid. You also had things for workers, you know, who help prevent child abuse. And we had our first increase in funding for domestic violence, which hadn't happened in 20 years. So I think that there was some good stuff in that went to services that had been neglected, but also went back into the pockets of Maine property tax owners, which was long overdue.
Mm. State Senator Aaron Herbig, thank you for the clarification. It wasn't $1 billion. But Roger, as you know, we're privileged to have many sitting lawmakers listening to our program, and one of them sends us a text on our personal phone to said, no, it wasn't a billion, but it was 880 million. And I guess you could round up if you want to. Perception becomes reality. And someone might think, and I've read this and heard this from listeners before, Roger, that we just spent 880 million more. Why do we need to talk about raising a gas tax? That's their question. Roger?
Well, this is where it gets a little bit complicated. The highway budget is, in fact, a completely separate budget. It does get some money from the general fund, but most of it gets funded by gas tax and other things. So it's a bit of a separate budget. But I think the point is well taken. And the question is, you know, what can we afford? And in particular, Rick, I think Republicans, as I understand it, in this legislature, are concerned that again, this is maybe not sustainable. You know, we keep reading in the paper, there's a recession coming, there isn't a recession coming, but I think one thing we all know is it's coming sometime, and whether it's 6 months from now or a year and a half from now, we know it's coming, and this level of spending, one would argue, is just not sustainable. We ought to be being a little bit more conservative in how we view the state budget, just as we are conservative in how we set our own family budgets. There aren't a whole lot of families around that increased their spending last year by 11%. Republicans, I think if there's one major difference between the parties, it's fiscal conservatism. Let's put more into the rainy day fund. Let's put more aside for the inevitable financial downturn. And, you know, as my friend Jim Hamper loves to say, the wants are infinite, the ability to pay is not.
Aaron, there's an old saying about pay me now or pay me later, really. If you keep putting things off, then it comes back to bite you later on. There was $17 million for public colleges and universities, but there was also $75 million for revenue sharing, municipal revenue sharing. One of the big items was $125 million for Medicare Medicaid expansion. That was voted by the public, correct?
It was, you know, and it's interesting. Something that I've been in office for a little while now, and the thing that I've heard most recently from Mainers in my district and across the state is when we pass things at the budget or at the ballot box, then the legislature doesn't listen to us. And I think that is something that we feel, that Mainers feel at the state level. They also feel that at the federal level, that they make, you know, they say something at the ballot box and then it doesn't happen. Medicaid expansion was something that all of our rural hospitals were in favor of because, you know, when people go into the emergency room and we have to provide them with care, we don't pay them back for that. And this is money that the Medicaid expansion, it was from the federal government. This is money that was going to other states across. Why shouldn't Maine be getting that? So more Mainers could have access to health care. So our rural hospitals would get paid their debts. And it would create more jobs in healthcare, good jobs with good wages and benefits. Like I said, you know, you also need to pay for your responsibilities, and it is more fiscally responsible to pay for them when they're actually due rather than putting them off. You know, I know that under the LePage administration, he didn't want to pay for Riverview, but we ended up having to pay more for it in this past budget cycle. When you think about things like our direct care workers or paying for our workers who help domestic violence victims or help with preventing child abuse or stepping into those very dangerous situations, those are really important state jobs that we need to fund. When we put off these responsibilities, they end up costing us so much more in the long run. I look at that as fiscal responsibility.
Roger, Riverview is in your backyard, Roger, so maybe I can ask you this, and you've served a long time, though, because I'm getting a text message again from someone in Augusta that points out that the Riverview settlement payment, it may not have been in the entire amount that we ended up paying, but this person writes to us and tells us that the Riverview settlement payment was set aside in the previous LePage budget 2 years ago.
Well, I believe that's absolutely correct. But this is an area where a number of my colleagues, including me on the Republican side, differed with the administration. This was clearly money that was owed. It was going to have to get paid. It should have been paid when it was due 2 or 3 years ago. A lot of it, though, was put aside, but this is an issue we shouldn't have even been dealing with. This money was clearly owed.
Okay, thank you.
I know very little about putting together a budget deal for the state. I know that you go into appropriations, it's kind of a deep, dark room in there. I never go in. That's where the power is, right, Roger?
You don't want to see what goes on down there. It's not pleasant.
Yeah,
in the back rooms.
I'm just kidding, really. But somebody asked me the question: why do we have to keep spending more every time? My answer, and Aaron, I don't know if this is a too simple an answer or not, but stop asking for things was my response. If you keep asking for things, they're going to be provided. And it goes Republican and Democrat. Stop asking for things, and maybe the budget can be stable. We need things. I'm not going to argue with the $125 million for Maine Care. I'm not going to argue with the public college and universities getting $17 million. But if you ask for things, you're going to respond in a political way. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, in state government, it's our, you know, we have responsibilities to pay for things like roads, right? The buck stops with us. And the cost of those things are going up. That's also a reality. I mean, when we all go to the costs are going up in the world that we live in. I mean, when we go to the grocery store, it costs a lot more than it used to, didn't it? The same goes for road projects. Those are coming in with how much the products, you know, that go into our road projects, those are coming back a lot more expensive than they used to. The cost of doing business is just more in today's economy. And so these things are going to go cost. I think the thing that actually we haven't discussed, which is perhaps the most important point in this entire conversation, is that this budget did increase spending by $600 million, not a billion, $600 million, but it also didn't increase any taxes for any Maine people. There wasn't an increase in our sales tax. There wasn't an increase in our income tax for Mainers. You know, this was a responsible bipartisan budget that just took care of the things that state government needs to pay for so our economy can continue to function and that our kids can get the education that they receive and our business owners can do well here. And those are the sort of responsibilities that we have to take care of in state government.
I might have an idea as to why someone was under the impression that we spent $1 billion. Where it was either 600 or maybe 800 or 880. And Roger, I don't know if I can look to you on this one as we take turns in asking questions of the stars of the Maine event. When you add up what was spent by this legislature out of the rainy day fund, when you add that to the 10 or 11% increase in planned spending in this budget compared to the previous budget, when you add up those numbers, I think that's north of $600 million. I think it's closer to the 880. I don't know if it reaches the threshold of a billion. But I don't know. Can you do some quick math in your head for us?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You may be right. I'm not entirely clear about that. But Aaron is. I mean, Aaron's right in what she said about funding state government. We're never going to have a budget that goes down because life is more expensive. Inflation drives up the price of services for government, just like it does for us in our homes. I think that the challenge here is, and it's a challenge that Aaron, frankly, is a very reasonable Democrat faces herself, is that the Democrats won the Blaine House, they won the House, they won the Senate, they are in total control of government, and many of the people who are responsible for that political result are real, I would call them more progressive part of the Democratic Party. They're good people, they have kids and they have families and they have dogs and they have grandparents. Some of them are my best friends, but they have a very different view of the role of government than I would say more moderates do, and certainly the Republican Party does. And it's just a question, again, of how much we're willing to tax ourselves, how much we're willing to spend. And Aaron's absolutely right, no tax increase, but the concern from the Republican Party is this isn't going to be sustainable. If we're going to keep doing this, there's an inevitable request for tax increase around the corner, or there's going to have to be a cut in spending.
Roger, I appreciate you putting grandparents and dogs together because I love both of them. I'm one and love the other.
Right? Wow.
What's coming up on Maine Public's main event Sunday at 6 p.m.? Aaron, can you start there? What are you going to talk about?
I was going to say, well, recently we've been, just because we are kind of on recess in the legislature, we have a lot of commissions meeting and things like that. Recently we've been having some of our constitutional officers come in, and I believe this Sunday we have Eric Gunderson, who is the head of the office regarding marijuana policy, who's going to be coming in to interview with us to talk about something that was passed at the ballot box and now is about to go live next year, and what that's going to look like in our cities and towns, what taxation looks like, and probably answer a lot of questions that Mainers have about this big change in Maine law.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.